This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Butcher, host, and we are having a conversation about the postpartum period and the issues that we could be having with our mental health. And Dr. Sarah Randall is so graciously here today to share with us her insights on what it is that we could possibly be experiencing, and you know, how we can identify it and take care of ourselves as moms. Before we get back into the conversation, Dr. Randall, I wanted to make sure that if our listeners wanted to find you or learn more about what you are you doing at your practice, where you are online.
That would be wonderful. Any listeners can find more about me and about the services that I provide at www.CalabasasBehavioralHealth.com, or we shortened it to make it easier, www.calabh.com. I'm all about shortcuts as a mom myself, so feel free to type in either one and you'll still find me either way.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And now let's get back to some of the other mental health issues we had kind of previewed prior. PTSD was something that came up. Now, PTSD, yes. I think, is something that we most people associate with the military. You know, they associate with people who, you know, are coming back from war, veterans, you know, who are having these post-traumatic stress issues from, you know, seeing horrific things overseas. But this is something that can be associated with the maternal experience.
Absolutely. And you're so right. It is most often associated with the veteran population or survivors of assault or an accident or something like that. But growing research is pointing to another vulnerable population, which is the delivering mother. Something close to 10% of women can experience postpartum PTSD. In fact, I actually experienced it myself. And many people wonder, well, aren't all births difficult or painful? And why do some moms get PTSD and some don't? And the truth is, we don't exactly know why. But a major influential factor is the mother's perception of threat to either herself or the baby, as well as a complication or injury in the birth process. And another mediating factor is how the mother is communicated to during her delivery. Because what can happen is that moms who have unplanned C-sections or who have a major discrepancy between the idea of how things were going to go and then how they actually go during the birth process can really feel confused and scared and vulnerable. So how they're approached by providers and the care with which they are communicated with can have a major impact on how the mom remembers this event. But also intrusive cervical exams, use of forceps or vacuum extractor, or physical complications like fistulas, severe perineal tearing, or preeclampsia can all put a mom at risk for PTSD. And just so people are wondering, well, what does PTSD look like? There's a lot of re-experiencing of the event, and that can be in the form of nightmares or intrusive thoughts. Moms with PTSD do not want to talk about the birth. They want to avoid anything that has anything to do with it. And unfortunately, sometimes this can include the baby, so there can be a sense of detachment. There's irritability, hypervigilance, and difficulty sleeping, even if your baby is sleeping well. So there's an insomnia component there, too, which can be very frustrating. There can be panic attacks associated with it as well. So if a mom is suffering from any of that and they feel like their birth was traumatic, then it's really important for them to reach out for help, because there is absolutely help for you. And if there is a second I can take to kind of talk a little bit, too, about how to talk to moms that might be going through this in a compassionate way, I think that many people believe that they're being compassionate by normalizing things. For example, a new mom might share with another mom, I just don't feel anything towards my baby, like I'm numb. I think there's something really wrong with me. And a normalizing response may be, oh, that's totally normal. I went through the same thing with my son. It'll change over time. And the thing we have to watch out for with this type of message and this normalization is that it could discount the mom's concerns, and there may be an implicit message to wait longer. Mm. And I would suggest validating and encouraging her to reach out for help, something along the lines of, wow, that sounds really hard, and it reminds me of something I went through with my son. Maybe you can call and consult with a therapist just to make sure everything is going okay. Both ways validate, but one also encourages the mom to reach out for some help, and I think that that's very important.
You know, that's huge, because a lot of our our default is not necessarily to reach out for help. And if you do hear a mom expressing something like that in a situation where she feels safe, you know, talking to a friend, mm-hmm. you know, she feels not judged, then it's a perfect opportunity to help guide her toward getting some help, because clearly she's uncomfortable enough to bring it up to feel like maybe there is an issue here. So, you know, it's always wise to encourage someone to just talk to somebody and see if there's anything there. If there's nothing there, great. You know, no harm, no foul. But it's always better to err on the side of caution and to make sure we're okay. I mean, Lord knows we will rush to the doctor, you know, if we think anything's wrong with our child. You know, it's you know, we will drop everything, but we won't do it for ourselves. And it's something that, you know, we really do need to shift our culture on when it comes to moms taking care of mom. So, and taking care of one another, encouraging each other as women and as moms, confiding in one another to encourage one another to go that extra mile to get that help. So thank you for that. You know, I think one of the greatest things we can do on this show is help not only give each other tools, you know, in terms of, you know, helping to identify what could be happening, but also putting words in our mouth, you know, helping us, you know what to say in which situations and how to say it in a way that can be effective. So we so appreciate your being here today, Dr. Randall. It's really been helpful.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you.
I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio, and we are going to be back with more right after this, including Marianne Williamson. So stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.